Wir begrüßen alle Brüder und Schwestern.
We greet all brothers and sisters tonight who are here in the building and all those who are joining us online worldwide.
Mit uns verbunden sind, ganz herzlich in den Namen
in the name of our Lord.
Möge der Herr uns heute Abend.
May the Lord bless us together tonight.
Möge er durch sein Wort zu uns.
May he speak to us through his word. May he manifest his presence.
Und unserem Bruder Kraft
and may he give our brother strength
sein Wort zu verkündigen.
To proclaim his word.
Wir sind dankbar.
We are grateful for that what the Lord has done for us.
Und er hat Großes
and he did great things for us. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word for introduction. A couple of lines, a couple of verses from Psalms 103. Psalms 103, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Praise and thanks for this wonderful psalm. David knew of what he was talking about. And he lists what the Lord has done great things for him. When I was reading this Psalms, I was thinking, Lord, tonight we can add many things to what the Lord has done in our days, that he has sent his prophet, that he has sent his message, which foreruns his second coming. He has done great things. In our days, where were we? We were captives. He delivered us. He has taken us out through the word of truth. We could add here what the Lord has done great things for us. And also tonight, he will do great things for us. May the Lord reach all of us. May our hearts be open. The singers have sung. Trust the Lord. This we want to do now. Believing and trusting. The Lord will bless us mightily. May the Lord help us also tonight. Now let us stand up for prayer. Great God, we thank you for the grace and faithfulness. You have finished the great thing, and you said it is finished. The greatest whatever took place, you finished it there on the cross of Calvary. Thanks be to you. We thank you that we can be here tonight. And we thank you that there is the possibility that many, many can be connected, listening, hearing watching. But we also ask you, give grace that your blessing accomplishes everywhere, so that your word does not return void, but that it accomplishes for what you have sent it for. And we not only pray for a witness, but also for the deliverance, for the salvation. Lord, please bless us. Bless also the lips through which you will speak. Lord, we have come to hear. Oh Lord, thank you. Please bless each one of us present here and also those who are listening worldwide. We thank you for your grace and faithfulness. Amen. You may be seated. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praise and thanks, what we heard from the word. We didn't sing a song together, and I think we can only sing song 29 after such a psalm. Before we give you the greetings, song
29.
Yes, hymn
29.
A wonderful saying is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love and covers me there with his hand. Wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. Numberless blessings, each moment he crowns, and filled with his goodness divine. I sing in my rapture, O glory to God, for such a Redeemer is mine. Soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love and covers me here with his hand. covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high.
Yes,
not only those who are greeting us, who are joining us, but we have about 60 greetings which were sent to us, Brother Paul and Brother Elise. I don't know from which country, it was not written there. Then, from Finland, Brother and Sister Holviti, from Germany, our Brother Karl Heinz, from Portugal, our Brother Oleg is sending greetings, from France, Brother Goma. Then we have from Italy, greetings from Brother Michea, Brother Gianfranco, and Brother Nicola, and general greetings from other brethren who are not mentioned by name here. Then we have greetings from Bulgaria, Sister Anna, from Armenia, Brother Harutin, Brother Varusan and Brother Sargis, and general greetings from Russia and from the Ukraine, from Belarus and from Moldavia, from Israel, Brother Grazian is greeting us from Ashdod, from Pakistan, Brother Farma and Brother Akram are sending greetings, and also Brother Michael, who is in London. Then from Australia, Sister Thelma and Goret are sending greetings, and from New Zealand, Sister and Brother Anderson. From Canada, Brother Wendell Ellis and his family. From the USA, Brother Moses Young from Denver. And a mission center from, I didn't understand. Then from South America, from Guyana, Brother Damil, and the greetings from Africa, many greetings from Morocco, Brother Lutris, from Cameroon, Brother Amos, from Kenya, our Brother Nyagi, from Burundi, Brother Montan, from Rwanda, Brother Chauffeur, and Brother Mateusz from Mozambique, from Madagascar, Brother Saniri, from the Ivory Coast, Brother Yapi, Brother Gutenberg, and the whole church there, from the capital, from Ivory Coast. Mazumbuku. Then from the Congo, we have greetings from Brother Enoch, from Brother Daniel, Emmanuel, and Brother Tsipra, from Uganda, Brother Justin, Brother Shalom, Brother Eleteur, Brother Elia,
and Brother Obed. And from Uganda, there's a long email from the refugee camp describing the circumstances under which they are gathered there. They are very, very grateful that they have the possibility to join us in this meeting. They are very grateful from this refugee camp. Then finally, from South Africa, the brothers are greeting us, Brother Zulu, Leonard, Benjamin, Laurent, Philemon, Ziavuma, Lupondo, Motika, and Brian. These were the greetings. May the Lord bless us all richly. Perhaps we sing a chorus. Chorus number 2. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Once again, I love him. Praise and thanks be unto our Lord that we can be gathered in such a way, really, from all tongues and peoples and nations. And when we sing in one language or when we speak in one language, then all are listening. It's being translated. We are grateful for all our translators. May the Lord bless you in a very special way. Then we would like to welcome all those visitors welcoming you. In particular, I was rejoicing about the visit from Peting. Then with Brother Andre in our midst. Brothers from Eastern Europe, and of course brothers from Western Europe, and in particular also today from Lyon, Brother Hervé, Brother Manasse, and Brother Didier, and Brother Gilbert, and our brothers are just here.
And
they have given already a good report. Our brother, Michel, from the Netherlands, and our brother, Didier, they have given a good report of that, what God has done in Africa. We are grateful to the Lord with all our hearts. The word accomplishes for what it was sent for. And also we have a very good report of the last missionary trip to Brazil. God has really blessed beyond asking and beyond understanding, giving grace so that the word could be preached freely in this large country. Thousands upon thousands who more than 45 years, they say that they believe the message, but nevertheless, having the various directions, and one should not count it to be possible. Really, everything was changed.
Man hat alle Chorusse,
all the choruses which Brother Branham has sung, they recorded it. And then all the choruses with the church are being sung. And then comes the Amen without preaching the word. If one really looks at those things of what has happened and how a cult of man is being done, then it really hurts. But nevertheless, we are grateful to God, especially for all who also in those countries have remained faithful, who just have understood that a messenger of God is as a signpost, as a signpost. And also John the Baptist, he prepared the way for the Lord. He was not the way. He was not the light. He prepared the way. And Brother Branham, only he. No, not with us. To our Lord alone belongs the glory from eternity to eternity. And also I myself, I have forbidden the brethren that they are referring to me. And they say, Brother Frank teaches that. Brother Frank says, this may not any brother do. If we believe what the scripture says, then it is sufficient when the brothers refer to the scripture. And this is Matthew 24. And I say it here in the presence of God that the verses were given, they were spoken out very loudly, clearly. Verse 45 to 47. But what comes then? What comes then from 48? Then it speaks of someone. It's written of someone who comes then. But what is written of him? Firstly, the food is stored in, and then it's passed on to all others. But they are preaching the word of God as it is written, without referring to Brother Branham or without referring to Brother Frank, just preaching the precious and holy word of God. To the Lord alone belongs all the glory. And we say it freely and openly. There where a cult of man is being done, there always new directions are coming up and so forth. And I say it here, in the presence of the Lord, in heaven there will be no chaos, no confusion, no heretic, no false teacher will be in heaven. Absolutely not. But only a word bride, a pure, holy word bride, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word, and sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. We are grateful to God for the ministry of Brother Branham. And perhaps now just a short report of Brazil. God has really given grace. Also there, the brethren from the USA, they were warning of Brother Frank that he doesn't respect the prophet and so forth. No one of them respects the prophets as I do. But I give him that place which God has given unto him. And we are grateful with all our hearts for it. Yes, the preacher didn't want to let me speak there. And he told the brethren there, please judge only when you listened to the sermon, not before, but judge after you have heard the preaching. And the preaching, really, it really penetrated so that all were taken hold of by the Spirit of God. And the evidence from the Holy Scripture, they were convicted of it, that it is correct in the presence of God. And to our beloved brother Claudio Miskis, I would like to thank him in the name of the Lord with all my heart. He really did a great work. You all know he has taken out the responsibility. You all know our brother Helmut Miskis had this responsibility before him. And really both his profession and the ministry for the Lord, he really, I rejoice that he has everything in order. He also can speak English perfectly. I preached in English and he translated into the Portuguese language just perfectly, just a gift of the Lord for all who speak the Portuguese language. And also Brother Oleg from Portugal, he was with us. And him God could use also in a very special way. Just imagine, there he meets a lady who has to say so in the TV studio. And she hears that we are coming to Sao Paulo. And I didn't experience it yet in such a way that people in the studio are coming and they're asking that the hands are laid upon them and that I should pray for them. In the studio, they really, one after the other, they said, something like that we didn't experience yet. A short testimony I gave of that, what God has done. And then they came, one after the other, that I should pray for them. And God was merciful that 6 months now, we will have a TV program for 6 months, every Saturday, radio and TV, we can broadcast so that the whole country from one end to the other end is being reached and that all come to know of what God is doing in this time. Then, two examples. We had a taxi driver. He drove us more than 2 hours everywhere to the TV studio and then to the two meetings. And when we then reached our destination, we wanted to pay him. And do you know what he said? From you, I don't take money. I just want that this man lays his hands upon me and that he prays for me. What we really experienced this time, really, it was wonderful. The presence of God was vindicated. I was at the airport. I checked in. And there stands a man. And he says, I'm a diplomat. And I heard that you are here today. And that you are flying back. And I want that you pray for me. Before all the people, I laid hands upon him in the airport, at the check-in counter, and I prayed for him. The Lord has really, visibly, he has given grace to this journey. And once again, to our brother Claudio Miskis, we thank you. May the Lord bless you richly. In a very special way. Yes, today we have May. And if we look back, what happened in May, whether 1946 on the 7th of May, whether 1948 on the 14th of May, God just took care of it, that Brother Branham not only received a heavenly calling on the 11th of June, 1933, but on the 7th of May, 1946, this was the time at which in Los Angeles, together with the United Nations, they came together and they took counsel that Israel has a right to an own state. And Brother Branham said, when there the sun was setting, there here the sun rose. And God turns again to Israel. And God again turns to the church. If one looks at all the things, and then if one thinks about it, that the Lord has given us the grace to come to know of that what was ordained for this time period in the plan of salvation of our God. And we time and again, also in the seven church ages, we looked at it. Every time the promise was given to the overcomers, he that overcometh all shall inherit all these things. In every church age, there were people who believed what was preached from the Word. They were part of the matter. They tuned in and they received and they experienced what was being preached. And that we have the privilege now to experience the completion. And as we referred many times to it, Matthew 17, verse 11, he shall restore all things. Amen. A promise which had to be fulfilled before the return of the Lord. And then when we think about it, that Brother Branham, many years he's already with the Lord, and in the same way, many years we have preached the pure, holy message unto the ends of the earth. It's all grace. But that's how it was ordained in the plan of salvation of our God. And that's how it took place by His grace. Then, we already mentioned it, on the 7th of May, 1946, just imagine that the angel of the Lord descended in the light and Brother Branham jumps up and the first words were, "Fear not, I am come from the presence of God to give you the divine commission." And as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. We of course spoke about it. This was the divine confirmation in the ministry of Brother Branham. Also this, we looked it up. In all the meetings where he was praying for the sick and where he saw in the visions who the person is, where she comes from, and what the problem is. And more than 1,500 times the man of God could say, "Thus saith the Lord." And that's how it was, because he saw it in a vision. He was a true prophet. And God drew our attention to the message. Firstly, the evangelistic ministry, and then the teaching ministry, and the prophetic ministry, to really give us the insight, the understanding of all the counsel of God. Then, I was thinking about it. We just passed Good Friday. We just passed Easter. It was the most important event in the plan of salvation, namely that what happened on the cross of Calvary. The redemption, the forgiveness, the grace, and the salvation which was given to us in our Savior, in His body of flesh. It was given unto us. Brothers and sisters, if we read up the four Gospels, how many reproach, how our Lord was despised, how He was reproached on His way to Calvary, scoffed at, spit at, beaten, prophesy unto us, who was it who was beating you? All the reproach, all the shame He took upon Himself, and then even bearing the thorn, the crown of thorns, as the king wearing the crown of thorns, scoffed at as the king of the Jews. Especially if one reads John chapter 19, verse after verse, and of what came upon our Lord and Savior. Brothers and sisters, I already expressed it on Wednesday evening. Really, a broken heart must be given to us, and a contrite spirit must be given to us, that we not only
receive the redemption as a head knowledge, but that we really recognize and know what really, what we were worth it to our Lord. All our sin, all our guilt, all our shame, everything he took upon himself. And he carried it to the cross so that we are delivered. And then wearing the, then that we can wear the crown of life, as Paul has written it in 2 Timothy chapter 4, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give unto me, but not only unto me, but to all who love his appearing. May the Lord really give us a new heart, a heart full of faith, full of love, a heart of gratefulness, because thus we have it in the promise of the prophet Jeremiah: I will make a new covenant with you, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. The stony heart, taking it out from you and giving you a heart of flesh, a heart which really feels, a heart which feels the pain of the other one, and having an inner connection to the Lord and toward one another. Sometimes we also remember the church age message to Laodicea. The Lord had to rebuke them that the first love was no more there. May God give us a love, a really a spirit baptism, so the Spirit of God can be poured out into our hearts, and that we really are joined with one another in love and joined with the Lord. Although when I think about it, on all the new converts, brothers and sisters, more things must happen. It must happen deeper in us. It must come deeper into us. Something must be there, an experience which we have with our Lord and God. The scriptures, which I noted down from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. John 19, verse 5 and 6. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns. You can all read it. Wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Oh, they did many things with him. Purple. Whoever reads Revelation 17, he reads of those who in the great city are dressed with purple, dignities dressed in purple, clothing our Lord in purple, wearing the crown of thorns. More scoff could not have been. And nevertheless, our Lord went this way for your sake, for my sake. He went to the cross of Calvary to pay the price. One could read verse 6. One could read all the verses of what all took place. Brothers and sisters, here in this device, I can read a bit better. Here, John 19, verse 20.
John 19, verse 20. This title then read many of the Jews. This title then read many of the Jews. For the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. I say it once again, our Lord and Savior, He took everything upon Himself as the Lamb of God. And we all know, in the Garden of Eden, two lambs had to give their lives so that Adam and Eve could be clothed in skins. Then we have, at the Exodus of Israel from Egypt, we have a lamb was slain, a Pesach lamb was slain, slaughtered. And the Lord said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. God took care for everything. Why? Because the life of the Lamb was in the blood. Adam has sinned in the body of flesh and blood. And this damage had to be made well again. And our Lord, of course, took care of it, as written in Galatians 4, that in the Son of God we received the adoption as sons. Brothers and sisters, we're not only speaking of a message, we are preaching the message, the redemption, the forgiveness, the grace, and the full salvation of our God. And we truly were brought back to the beginning, as the Lord has said it and promised it in His Word, as He purposed it. I noted down a large number of scriptures, also that from the prophet Isaiah 53. All our guilt He carried, our sickness, our pain, everything He has borne upon Himself, and by His stripes we were healed. By the finished work of redemption, we received the full salvation. And as Paul has written in Romans chapter 8, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Those who not walk anymore after the flesh, but who walk after the Spirit, not walking on their own ways, but walking on the way of God, respecting God, believing God, receiving and accepting everything what He has prepared for us. Now, concerning the return of our Lord, I noted down 17 scriptures. I have it before me. It's just very mighty. in what kind of way the Lord God took care for it. That everything what takes place at the return of the Lord was already said, foretold in advance, written down beforehand. It's just wonderful. And if and then hears the brothers who are saying, yeah, the prophet said that the Lamb has left the mercy seat, that he descends in the message to claim the redeemed. No. And again, no. The blood is still on the mercy seat. And the mercy seat is in the Holy of Holies. And the blood speaks for us as long as the church is on the earth. The blood is still there. Not the Lord is on the mercy seat, but on the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, there the blood was applied. Because in the Ark of the Covenant, there was the law which condemned us. And therefore, the blood of forgiveness, of the reconciliation, was laid upon the lid of the Ark of the Covenant, so that the punishment doesn't hit us, but that we receive grace and forgiveness and salvation. I just cannot stand it when interpretations are preached. I just cannot stand it. And we are time and again grateful to the Lord that we can go back to the Word. Now addressed to our brother Jean Lambert, he read to me from a circular letter from 2008 how I set forth there before Matthew 25 can be fulfilled, that the bridegroom comes to fetch those who are ready, and that they will enter the marriage supper, that before that is written Matthew 24, verse 45-47. It must be fulfilled first, because God really has sent a hunger. Tell me, would people come from all over Europe to this place? This itself proves that God has sent a hunger into us to hear His words. Who would travel 1,650 kilometers driving just to participate in a meeting? We want to experience God. We want to have experience what the Lord promised. And time and again, we are grateful for it, that we have put the Word as at the first place, deepening ourselves into it, finding ourselves in it. And Paul expressed it, of course, in a couple of scriptures. Also here, in Romans, chapter 5, Romans, chapter 5, verse 8, but God commendeth His love toward us.
So glauben wir zuversichtlich, dass wir,
while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18. Here it is written. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18. And all this is the work of God, the work of God who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Brothers and sisters, we are in the ministry of God. We are preaching the forgiveness, the reconciliation. And whoever cannot forgive, to him will not be forgiven. And whoever goes into eternity not being reconciled, please. Yes. Whoever goes from time to eternity, whoever would like to go from time to eternity, he must of course receive the assurance of being saved. Really, being sure to be saved. But as we read here, to us is given the ministry of reconciliation. We're not just preaching, we believe that the reconciliation and forgiveness took place and that the Lord, by grace, has forgiven all who believe. And he lets them experience what is written here in the Word. And therefore, also addressed to all those who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord. Please, believe it and accept it. Absolute forgiveness, the absolute reconciliation is only in the precious and holy blood of our Lord and Savior. One could read on and on, especially in Colossians chapter 1, in verse 20. Colossians 1, verse 20, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, everything. By him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him making peace. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. To the Lord be the thanks. It's really a perfect redemption. It took place. The adoption as sons we received. And if we are children, then we are also heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ by grace. Now, concerning the message, dear brothers and sisters, it's really the last call, but the last call must include the first thing, what belongs to the plan of salvation. It must start with the first thing. Nothing may be left out. In the last message, everything what took place at first, everything what was preached at first, brothers and sisters, we only have the epistles. We don't have the long sermons of Paul, which Paul preached. We just have the summaries here in the letters, which he then wrote. And we are grateful to our Lord that Brother Branham was used to reveal the Word, to go back to the beginning, to go back to the fall in the Garden of Eden. If one reads in the Old Testament, also with Abraham, he had to circumcision. Moses had to circumcise. And then God made a comment of it. Why? Because the original sin happened through a act of begetting. Therefore, the circumcision had to take place. And our Lord was circumcised on the eighth day. One has to just follow the trace to the beginning to see what took place, how terrible the fall was, and what then followed. And then our Lord and Savior takes everything upon himself. He makes all damage well again. Also here, we are grateful to our Lord with all our hearts that he used Brother Branham to reveal the original sin, which is unbelief. That what God said, it was questioned, it was doubted. Unbelief, the first sin, which then led to the transgression, led into the fall. And whoever does not believe God makes him a liar. And when then Brother Branham says, the angel of the Lord stood in my room and he told me what happened in the morning with Adam and Eve, and what happened in the afternoon before the evening, what happened with the serpent and Eve. If I then has the grace to hear a man of God who was joined with God, who received instructions, who received direct revelations, not just by studying the Bible, but by a direct revelation. We are grateful for the understanding, grateful for the insight, grateful that we in this time, from the very beginning, that we got it revealed by God from the beginning. And if we then go even to the New Testament, and we may say also that what concerns us, we of course go back to the first sermon which was preached 2,000 years ago under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Of course, not what happened or was preached in the 3rd or 4th century, proclaimed as a creed and dogma, but we went back to the beginning. Also this, Brother Branham, time and again he emphasized, back to the Word, back to the beginning. And this God has given to us by his grace. Now, let us summarize what should be emphasized here tonight. Beginning of May, whether Israel, and we're looking to Israel, so many years have passed since 1946, since 48. Yes, since 1917, since the Balfour Declaration, that Israel had to be an own state. Since 1917, more than 100 years have passed, and we are still waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. And we know that all promises will be fulfilled. And we remember the word in the Old Testament. Even the promise tarries, wait for it, for it will surely come to pass. Whatever God promises, this must and will take place. And so much time has remained now, that really the last ones worldwide are being called out now. But this we may say here. The time comes to its end now. The time is running out. The Lord God has led it in such a way. And time and again, we emphasized it. The gospel, the original gospel, shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then shall the end come. Brothers and sisters, who would have thought of this, that it would be possible in one generation to travel around all the world, to reach the whole world, in all peoples and tongues and nations, because it is written, therefore it took place in such a way. And we are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts for it. Also for that, brothers and sisters, that we could place everything correctly and that we let ourselves be placed correctly. Are we grateful for that, what the Lord has done already, for the salvation of the soul, for everything what God did? And also this may be said here anew. The last proclamation is not addressed to the foolish ones, but to the wise virgins who experience their preparation under the proclamation of the word, who tune in on their inside with that what God has promised in his word. And we all know that the Lord will not come too late. But be honest, if the Lord would have come already last year, then some would not be part of it yet. And when I think about it, I didn't read the names of those who phoned, but Dr. Mbie, he was the first one who phoned this weekend. Being deeply overwhelmed, he said, "Brother Frank, do you still remember when you came for the first time into our country?" Yes, and since then, 48 years have passed. But the Lord God, he has, of course, given grace in all peoples and tongues. He took care of it. But he just wanted to express what the word of the hour means for him. And he said, "I would like to hug you, to hug you. And I thank God that God has sent you." Then came more phone calls from Abidjan, and Brother Müller from Germany, Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland, Brother Adi, and a brother from Nigeria, then Brother Ngonga, Brother Paré, Brother Joseph. Many were phoning. The last ones I couldn't write down anymore. It's just like that, that all brothers who are now passing on the precious word of God, without glorifying Branham, without glorifying Frank, and we all can read it in the book of Acts, chapter 14, when Paul and Barnabas, they wanted to glorify them, they glorified them, then they were tearing their clothes, in pieces. At that time, a great miracle took place. A man who couldn't walk all his life, he was healed. And then they said, oh, the gods are dwelling with us. The gods are dwelling. And what did the apostles do? They were not only they just tear their clothes into pieces, and they said to the people, we're just men, human beings like you are. This we did not do, this God has done. And to the Lord God alone belongs the glory. No, we are grateful to the Lord that He has led everything in such a way that we may live now, that we may experience this period of time together, witnessing it, being fully convinced that it's really the last message before the return of Jesus Christ, by which everything is being restored. And we thank the Lord God, as I said before, that we were brought back to the beginning, to the first sermon. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For this promise is unto you and unto your children and unto and as many as who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. That what was preached in the first sermon, this must be preached in the last sermon. And as in the first sermon, the baptism of those who believe was preached, it was commanded. And all those, yes, 3,000 altogether, were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is still valid today. All the others, they can do. They can believe what they like. They can teach what they like. They can baptize as they like. We are bound to God and His Word. We respect God and God's Word. And also the church order. And that what the Lord has given to the church on her way. May the Lord God bless us all, and may He be with all of us by His grace. Amen. We stand up for prayer. You all notice that I'm very exhausted still, and I have trouble to pronunciation, I have difficulties because of my false teeth. Let us bow our heads. We are in the presence of God. And we are aware of it. Gather ye my people, all who made the covenant with me by sacrifice, that they may hear my words. It's a command of the Lord to gather the people, to proclaim the words of God, to proclaim, to set forth the counsel of God. And we are grateful that we have the Bible, that everything was foretold in advance. And we may experience it by His grace. And as our Lord said, with emphasis, He said, when you see all these things coming to pass, not when you read, but when you see that all these things come to pass as it is written, then you know that it is nigh, even at the door. We recognized it, and we are coming from near and far, and worldwide we are joined with all who believe now the last message before the return of Jesus Christ. Also, this may be said here once. We are grateful to the Lord God for all technic, for all brothers who take care of it, that it is becoming possible that all the world can listen. And we are also grateful for Brother Miro, whom God has used also now in Brazil, that all of the world can hear what was being proclaimed there. God really took care for everything, and we are grateful for it. Now, before we pray together, I would like to ask whether the two sisters have a song which they can sing. I was thinking of the song, Pull Away the Curtain, Pull Away the Veil, so that I can see what God has done. Where would we be? Where would you be today? Where would I be today if God would not have fulfilled His word in us? If He would not have called us out, where would you be today on your own way? Yes. And where are you today? By grace, where are you? On the narrow way which leads to life. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord.
Alles das, was ich hab, was mir teuer und wert,
all what is precious to me,
es war nicht mein, hat's mir geschenkt.
It was anyway not mine. He has given it to me. Let me use it to illuminate my way. Be merciful to me. Be merciful to me, O Lord. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just human beings, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Nothing good I did. Jesus just received me. I'm not worthy of His love. It was my sin, my guilt, which He bore. Yes, He loves me. I cannot understand it. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you receive me. Remember, we are just human beings, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Looking up to you, I can be confident now, because you revealed your word unto me. Fill me with thy spirit and keep me faithful, because you love me. You are loving me, my Lord. Pull away the veil before me, so that I can see what you have done for me. Show me where I would be today. Show me that you received me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wacht.
Amen.
Amen. I hope that all in all languages have heard the text and understood it. Pull away the veil so that I can see what you have done for me. The Lord has done great things for us. To him be the glory for it. Now, while we sing the chorus, Just As I Am, we bow our heads and we remain in silent prayer, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come, while we remain in silent prayer, let me ask whether perhaps some are still in our midst who did not yet experience God in such a way, who did not yet experience reconciliation, forgiveness, the full salvation. We will pray for one another and pray together that really the full redemption takes place in all of us, that God's word accomplishes in us and is being confirmed in us. We will also pray for all the sick amongst us, for all who have trouble. Today, by faith, we will look up to the throne of grace. All things are possible for him who believes. And our Lord said, if we believe, then whatever he promised, we received already what he promised. For all the promises of God are yes and amen in him, through us. But also for all who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord, who really want to experience their true conversion. It must take place with all of us, just as with Jacob, wrestling wrestling with the Lord. And he said, I don't let you go except you bless me. That it really becomes such a desire in us, such a longing that we cry out, Lord Jesus, I don't let you go. Save my soul. Forgive my sin. Be merciful to me. Repeat it. Lord Jesus, I don't let you go except you are saving me now. I accept and receive everything what you have given to me on the cross of Calvary. Brothers and sisters, our Lord went to the cross with such a reproach, with a crown of thorns upon his head. He testified that he took the curse upon himself. The field should bear thorns and thistles, but the crown of thorns has shown that he took the curse upon himself so that we can be crowned with mercy and loving kindness. Thanks be to our God for the finished work of redemption. Let us sing the chorus once again, just as I am. Now I ask that all are raising their hands whom we can include in this prayer. Oh my Lord and my Savior. Oh Lord. Lord Almighty God. All of us, we are in trouble. Whether in spiritual or whether in physical. Earthly, natural trouble, family trouble, marriage troubles, whatever it might be, Lord, and we believe with all our hearts that you on the cross of Calvary all things you took upon yourself, everything what separated us from you, what you laid upon us so that we know what is transgression, therefore you have given your law. And the law convicts us of sin. But faith leads us into the forgiveness. And we thank you for the grace, for the law, and for the grace which was given unto us. Beloved Lord and Savior, may I say in your name to all who are here today and wherever they are on the earth now gathered to hear your word, may I tell them that to all who believe, forgiveness was granted. The letter of requirements was torn to pieces. We are free. And we thank the Lord. We are healed. We are justified by faith. Dear Lord, give all the assurance of faith that we received forgiveness and reconciliation and grace and salvation. Beloved Lord, thank you. We thank you with all our hearts for your precious and holy word, for your precious and holy blood. Thanks be to you for the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth. And beloved Lord, today I thank you for all who in this generation believe your word, the last message before your return. Amen. Dear Lord, therein we see the grace which was given unto us. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks. You have saved, you have forgiven, you have delivered, you have healed. We believe that you have done it. To you alone belongs the glory. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Only believe we say amen. Now we ask Brother Daniel from Romania to come and to pray with us, and one of you brothers are comes with him and translates him. Tomorrow we will ask all French speaking brothers to come. Brother Arben could not be here today, but please come now, and tomorrow he will be here. Come and pray with us. Thanks be to the Lord. Faithful Lord and God, we are grateful to you for this day which you have made for us. Oh, that we rejoice in you, a day of grace, a day in which you spoke to your people. You have given us food for our heart and soul. You have spoken to us personally. Our hearts were touched, Lord. We thank you for the word of life. We didn't receive it from a man. We received it from you. Also today again, your word worked in our hearts. This was a new day for our preparation. We love your return. We expect it with all our hearts. And we believe that you are standing at the door. We know that you will return. And very soon you will fetch us home. You yourself will come. In a shout with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And all of us, we shall be changed and will meet you in the air. Thank you for this message of this time. Thank you for your prophet. This message has turned our hearts to the faith of our fathers by the sending of your prophet. You fulfilled through your servant, please bless your people, Lord, and bless our dear brother Frank. Strengthen him according to the body, send your blessing upon all who believe. One thing is sure, Lord. Your word does not return void, but your word accomplished for what it was sent for. Blessed and praised. Glory to your holy name. We thank you for everything you have done for us. We thank you that you called us out from this generation. You have saved us. You have forgiven us. You have healed us by your stripes. You have given us your peace. The guilt which was laid upon you. Oh Lord, my God, we thank you for everything. In your wonderful name of Jesus Christ, Maranatha, Maranatha, hallelujah. Very soon, oh how nice. Very soon we will enter the pearly gates. Very soon. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Amen.
Amen.